Hi, I'm Victoria, the host of the Remedy Suite podcast. The goal of every episode is to help you regain control of your body, health, and weight so you can look and feel better than ever. As our bodies change, we need to approach things differently. No more fad dieting or endless cardio, but instead, specific changes you can make with clear, actionable steps to reset your body and cultivate the right mindset to make it happen. I'm so excited you're joining me today, so let's dive in. Welcome to the Remedy Suite podcast, the show where I dive into the nitty-gritty of thriving through midlife mentally and physically. I'm your host, Victoria, and today I'm getting up close and personal with a topic that's simple but transformative: cleansing your cupboards to not just remove temptations, but to cleanse your mindset too. Let's start with the truth. Many of us brush under the carpet. Our environment, especially our kitchens, can make or break our health goals. So why is clearing out your cupboards, your kitchen cupboards, more than just a cleaning task? Why is it a crucial step towards reclaiming control of your body and mind during midlife? Stick with me and let's unpack this together. Now imagine walking into your kitchen and seeing only foods that nourish you, support your energy levels, and align with your health goals. How powerful would that feel? How much easier would it be to make choices that propel you forward rather than hold you back? Cleaning out your kitchen is fundamentally a mental shift. It's about aligning your environment with your intentions. When you remove the processed snacks and all your favorite temptations and replace them with wholesome alternatives, you're not just changing your diet, you're reshaping your daily decisions. Midlife brings its challenges: weight gain, sleepless nights, fluctuating energy levels. Each item you remove from your cupboard represents a barrier lifted from your path. It's about not having to rely on willpower alone. It's setting yourself up for success by removing temptations. Mentally, this decluttering can lift a weight off your shoulders. Clutter, whether it's physical or mental, can increase stress and decrease energy levels. So by simplifying your choices, you're also clearing your mind. You're reducing that mental load that comes with making health decisions every day. Okay, let's talk now about nutrition. Unprocessing your diet, so we're removing all those ultra processed foods from your cupboards, but unprocessing your diet isn't about cutting out all convenience. It's about choosing minimally processed foods that retain more nutritional value. Think whole grains, lean proteins, plenty of fruits, veggies. This shift isn't just good for your body, it is a boon for your brain too, because good nutrition supports not just physical health, but cognitive function and emotional stability. When you eat better, you feel better, think clearer, and you're more emotionally resilient. And this transformation in your kitchen mirrors the transformation in your mindset, where you believe you can control and improve your health outcomes. So this cupboard cleanse isn't just about food. It's about creating a lifestyle that supports your fitness goals, your health goals. When you start your day choosing a breakfast that fuels rather than stalls you, that's a win. And this win energizes your next decisions. It sets your day up. It sets your day up for better health choices. So how do you start? How do you start with all this? Well, first, set aside a day to go through your kitchen. Remove foods that don't align with your health goals and donate what you can. Replace these with healthier alternatives that you enjoy. Yes, enjoyment is crucial. Don't stock up on foods you dislike just because they're healthy. find nutritious foods that excite you. Next, plan your meals ahead. This reduces the likelihood of reaching for something quick but unhealthy. It ensures your kitchen supports your health goals every day of the week. Remember, the state of your kitchen reflects the state of your mind. By aligning both with your health goals, you're not just surviving midlife, you're thriving through it. Now here's a quick win for you. Start with one shelf or one type of food. Maybe it's the snack drawer or the sugary cereals. Clear it out this week and notice how this small change makes you feel more in control. And if you're ready to dive deeper and truly transform your kitchen and your body, I've created a starter kit just for you. It's designed to kickstart this way of life and regain control of your body. You can get instant access at remedysuite.com/freebie. That's remedysuite.com/freebie, or use the link in the show notes. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, it's not just about eating differently, it's about thinking differently too. Have an amazing week, and I'll be back at the same time, same place next week. Bye for now. I hope today's episode inspired you on your journey to transforming your body. Make sure you check out the show notes for a summary of all the important links that I talked about. And if you enjoyed this episode, hit the follow button and share with a friend on social media or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And share with me what you've learned on social media over at Remedy Suite. I love hearing from you and connecting with you. Have a beautiful day and always remember you deserve to look and feel nothing short of incredible.